Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Chemical weapons inspectors have collected samples from the Syrian city of Douma 2 weeks after a suspected gas attack there, followed by retaliatory strikes by Western powers on the Syrian government's chemical facilities. We get more now from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The site visit was confirmed by the Organization of the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. It will allow the agency to proceed with an independent investigation to determine what chemicals, if any, were used in the April 7th attack that medical workers said killed more than 40 people. The U.S., France, and Britain blamed President Bashar al-Assad's government for the attack. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. lawmakers are strongly endorsing continued American military engagements in Libya, calling it vital for the country's unity and to ensure that it does not become a hub for terrorism. U.S. involvement has been a divisive issue ever since the Obama administration launched U.N.-authorized military intervention aimed at saving pro-democracy protesters from a government crackdown in 2011. North Korea's official news agency says the country will never use nuclear weapons nor transfer nuclear weapons or nuclear technology unless provoked. It also halted missile tests effective Saturday. President Trump welcomed Pyongyang's announcement and said he was looking forward to a summit with Kim Jong-un. And officials in Afghanistan confirming the Islamic State militants have forcibly shut down telecommunications services in two districts in eastern Kunar province. IS militants had threatened to destroy communication towers if Afghan companies running the operation resume service. This is VOA News. Four former U.S. presidents were among the 1,500 mourners who paid their respects on Saturday to former U.S. First Lady Barbara Bush, who died Tuesday at the age of 92. She was the wife of the 41st U.S. President George H.W. Bush, mother of George W. Bush, the country's 43rd president. Former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton also there. First Lady Melania Trump was there, along with former First Ladies Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton. Melania Trump representing President Trump at the service. He had tweeted earlier that he was heading to the Southern White House in Florida to watch the funeral on television. Barbara Bush selected her second oldest son and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush to deliver the eulogy.
Mom got us through our difficult times with consistent, take it to the bank, unconditional, but tough love. She called her style a benevolent dictatorship, but honestly, it wasn't always benevolent.
Bush is being buried at the Bush Library at Texas A&M University, not far from Houston, where the couple's three-year-old daughter Robin is buried. She died of leukemia in 1953. Heads of state from across the world gathered in London for the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting. VOA Henry Widgewell reporting.
Beneath the pomp and pageantry, deep questions linger over the Commonwealth's future. What is it for? In her opening address to the summit, Queen Elizabeth, the head of the Commonwealth, made it clear she wants its leadership to stay in the family.
And we'll decide that one day the Prince of Wales should carry on the important work started by my father in 1949.
Critics argue the Commonwealth should sever its royal links. The Commonwealth has made headlines this week, but not for the reasons the British government intended. Prime Minister Theresa May apologised to the leaders of Caribbean member states after it emerged migrants who arrived in Britain in the 1950s and 60s from what were then British colonies had been refused residency and threatened with deportation. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Each year on April the 22nd, many people stop to think about the health of the world environment. And like a New Year's Day it is for nature, many make Earth Day resolutions. Since today is Earth Day, they will treat the world, they say, around a little bit more responsibly. First Day was celebrated in 1970, Earth Day approaching a half century of existence now, with a movement that started in the United States and spread throughout the world. People celebrate the day with environmental action, as well as, you know, cleaning up nature areas, public demonstrations, tree planting, things like that. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.